Hey there, how are you doing? I am Kristen Ann James, but you can call me CJ, and you're listening to the Shine to 5 Method with CJ. I'm your host. In this podcast, I will be having authentic conversations with amazing women who have found their shine and are walking in their purpose. Because you want to know why? They know the importance of working on their mindset. Their stories are unique and relatable, sometimes at the same time, because we are all on this journey called life. I want these conversations to serve as encouragement to each and every one of you who feels stuck, that it's time to get your head in the game and find your shine. The world is waiting. Let's get into it. Well, here we are. It is officially the holiday season. Christmas is in a couple of days. If you celebrate Christmas, you are most likely pretty excited. And I know many have been excited or have been trying to get into the holiday spirit these last few weeks, considering how these last couple of years have gone. You know, we're really looking forward to being merry. With the holiday season, that also means taking some time off work if you have a 9-to-5. And this is a conversation I have had with my clients, and then it dawned on me that I wanted to record an episode about this, about just how to take a guilt-free break from business during the holidays. Especially if you have a nine to five with a side hustle, you are trying to manage your time or juggle your time between the two. And essentially, you work on your side business in your quote unquote free time. So when you're not working and if you're feeling motivated, that's when you work on your side business. But that is also, now that it's holiday season, you really should take some time off, right? And this is also the time of year where many realize, oh my gosh, I didn't take any vacation time. Let me do that right now. Take some time off for the holidays. Take some time off maybe for the new year or to celebrate the new year or, you know, whatever you do at this time of year. But as soon as you have some time off, then you're thinking, I'm going to do stuff on my business. I'm going to do stuff on my side business. And this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to let my family know and blah, blah, blah. But we have to remember, and just essentially as entrepreneurs, the main thing, the number one reason why we want to be our own CEO and we want to do our own thing is that we want to be in control of our time. We say that we are reclaiming our time. Time and money, those are usually the biggest reasons why people do their own thing. People start their own businesses, or they might have a side business, earn some extra income, whatever the case might be. So it is important to know when to take some guilt-free time off. It could be about setting some boundaries. And these are not just, whenever you hear me talk about boundaries, I'm not only going to be talking about the external boundaries, I'm also going to be talking about the internal boundaries. And in this case, I'm talking about the internal boundaries as well. So the internal boundaries is, now you know you have time off and you can work on your side business. An internal boundary can be just checking in with yourself and asking yourself what you want to accomplish when you do work on your side business, and how much time, there's that word again, how much time do you feel like you need to commit? Because you already have the quote unquote time off from work. So you have this free time. I think with that free time, what you should first do is have some non-negotiable, no working time. And you have every right to do this without feeling guilty. Why? Because you deserve a break. It is really that simple. You deserve a break. You work hard. You are being pulled in many different directions. You are trying to do all of the things for all of the people. A lot of times you may even put yourself last. You may have spent this entire year trying to work on your self-care and neglecting your self-care because of all the other things that you were trying to do with your time and with your free time. So take that guilt-free break because you deserve it. Whether you take an hour, a day, an afternoon, whatever it is, you take some time off because guess what? Your business will still be there. You may even get to the point where this is why I like to work on creating a system with my clients. It may even get to a point where there are things that can happen in your business and you don't have to be as hands-on, or that can be one of your goals. But for now, if you have booked time off, take the time off. Give yourself permission to not do anything and be okay with that because you deserve the break. That was essentially why I wanted to record this episode, to remind you that you deserve the break. You do not need to be on all the time. You do not have to be pulled in many different directions all the time. It is okay to say no. It is okay to create those boundaries, communicate those boundaries. I understand it can be difficult to communicate boundaries, especially if you're dealing with family, especially whatever the dynamic is with your family. It can be difficult to communicate some boundaries. But you ask yourself what's important to you and how you can improve on your self-care. What does that look like to you? And from that, ask yourself, what will happen in my business if I take a day off? Or if I take 2 days off? If I take the next 5 days off, how am I going to feel about my business? This is not to say that you're throwing your business to the side. This is not to say that you're neglecting your business. You can't pour from an empty cup. So if you are tired and if you are you know you're taking this time off because you need to replenish, you need to refill that cup, do that. Because you really shouldn't be showing up in and for your business if your cup is almost on E. There is no point to trying to pour from an empty cup and trying to exert energy that you do not have into your business. And I'm sure when you ask yourself, what's going to happen in my business if I just take the next few days off? The answer that's going to come up is nothing. Okay, so maybe you won't make a little bit of money for a few days, or maybe things will be set up. This is why it's important to plan ahead too. So if you know you still want to make a little bit of money when you're off, you set your goals, you plan ahead, you forecast things, you know, you set certain deadlines if you take orders from customers or if you have clients and you let them know, here's the last day. As of this, from this date to this date, I will not be taking orders. I will not be seeing clients, however your business is set up. I just want to remind you, you need to be able to enjoy your time. And to enjoy your time means to enjoy how you take care of yourself and how you spend time on yourself. Your business is supposed to fit into your life, not the other way around. So if you don't have the energy to put into your business, you need to take care of yourself. And you need to take that break because you deserve that break. Plus, it's the holidays. You know what I mean? Eat it up, drink it up, laugh it up, whatever, sing it up. Whatever you need to do at this time of year, do it. It's December. What was 2021 about? Like, really? It didn't even happen. I'm still asking myself, did 2021? I mean, I know they're saying we're in December, but did this year even happen? It just seemed that the year went by so quickly. because we were just constantly on. We were being fed all this information, and we had to do all of these things. And you had to go to work and get your responsibilities done at work. And then you come home, and in your free time, you're trying to get stuff done in your business, and you're just on. And you're with your family or with your partner or your children, whatever your life and your lifestyle includes. Take a few days. It's going to be okay. You deserve the break. You deserve to take care of yourself. Now is the perfect time to take care of yourself. Reflect on your year. You want to think about 2022, what's coming up for your 9-to-5 and your side hustle for the new year. You reflect. But I am giving you permission to give yourself permission to take the break. Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy that time with your loved ones. I hope you can spend time with them. If you can't spend time with your loved ones, I am sending you good vibes. I'm sending you positive energy. I'm hoping that you will still be in a good space and place. It is very difficult to have to spend the holidays alone. But essentially, we are not really alone. So if there's someone that you can reach out to, please reach out to them. Enjoy your holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. All the other holidays, anything that you celebrate at this time of year, it is the time of year to eat, drink, and just be merry and take a break. That's where I sign off. And like I always say, have a sparkling day. Well, we've come to the end of the episode. And girl, can I just say that I hope that you enjoyed listening to this conversation as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. How inspired are you feeling right now? Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on what we have coming up, because these will just keep getting better and better. If you're a young woman ready to get out of that grind to five rut and find your shine to five purpose, connect with me on my website, kristennjames.com. Take care until next time. And as I always say, have a sparkling day.